Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trying to finish off Trout. Here comes the 2-2. Swinging a high, high drive, deep left center. Back goes Rayburn to the warning track, to the wall, and there it goes. A long, soaring two-run homer for Mike Trout. Home run number 18 on the season, his second in this series. And the Angels now lead it 7-0.
That would be your final score. One hit for the Nationals last night. Alex Meyer, who the team drafted 23rd overall out of Kentucky years ago and once traded straight up for Denard Span, threw seven scoreless, seven strikeout innings against him. He's pitching pretty well for the Angels.
His longest outing of the season last night against his former employer.
The Nats fielded a lineup because Bryce Harper was out of the lineup that just wasn't that great. It has a lot more to do with the fact that they're injury riddled. I mean, Brian Goodwin has become a daily starter. Ryan Rayburn playing for Harper last night meant that the outfield was Goodwin, Rayburn, and Heisey. That's a major league outfield, but it's comprised essentially of bench bats. And the bottom line is, I always say, look at that lineup that day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 95-win lineup like the team is? No, not close. If this was the team for 162 games, they'd probably win 83 games. And so the point is, you went into yesterday with lower expectations internally in some capacity. Gio had to be great. Daniel Murphy, Ryan Zimmerman, you know, Adam Lind, who can rake. Anthony Rendon hitting way down in the order for whatever reason.
Still hit sixth.
I mean, those guys all have to basically do extra.
Yeah.
Because if 3-6 is really your only shot. Right, Wieters, if you got a hold of one, maybe. But essentially, you had a bench player at shortstop where you have an injury. A bench player in right where you had a guy not playing. A bench player in center where you have an injury. A bench player in left where you have an injury. So that's where you are.
Yes, there you have it. And credit to Meyer, he pitched well. But here's what I want to get into, and this is the dichotomy. And it's not apples to apples because LeBron James playing 40 minutes a night, 82 nights a year, plus playoffs, plus Olympics, plus whatever else, right? The equivalent for baseball would be if Bryce Harper had his four at-bats but was also pitching. You know what I mean? In terms of the impact on a game. Basketball and baseball are different that way. Now, baseball, you play every night, and it's a grind. People who tell you it's not don't know what they're talking about. It's hard.
I think it's more physically demanding in some ways than the other sports, even though there isn't as rigorous an in-game, basically, an attempt at athleticism. However, the day-to-day monotony of I'm at the ballpark. By the way, these guys don't – people think they, like, show up at 6:50, get their uniform on like they're playing in some beer league softball.
Not at all.
You're at the ballpark at 3. You're in the cages for an hour plus. You're on the field running. You're taking batting practice in the sun. I mean, you're basically from about 3:30 to 10:30 every single night doing rigorous activity.
Being very physical. So, again, it is a grind. That's the word that is used. That's why Barry Sferlugo titled his book The Grind, and that's why it is an absolute grind. But it's different than the NBA lifestyle. It just is. So it's not absolutely equivalent. Here's what I'm trying to point out, though. This is one of those times where it's bigger than a July two-game weird series with the Nationals and the Angels. This is one of those times where a game that had the All-Star game, talking about baseball, had their All-Star game, the average viewer was 54 years old. The sport needs to grow. Rob Manfred came on with us, did an interview, was gracious enough to do that, and that's basically the focus of what you and I talked with him about. We're anomalies. People our age don't really like baseball, by and large. They like football, and they like basketball, and they do fantasy for both those things, and that's kind of it. Baseball doesn't have a young audience. The best way to do that is to kind of engage in the way basketball has, where you market the heck out of your stars. Baseball's starting to come around where they've got a whole bunch of guys that are 25 and under. The MVP last year of the National League was under 25. The MVP the year before was under 25. Mike Trout is now 25, etc. The two biggest stars, arguably, in the game over the last several years didn't go head-to-head last night. And I'm with you. In general, I don't blame Dusty Baker for wanting to give a guy a day off. I don't blame Bryce Harper for wanting that day off, etc. Totally fine. Managed for 162. The best thing for the Nationals and me as a Nationals fan is the Nationals to be great at the end of the season. And that's what I want. It can't help but feel, though, for me, like that was a slight missed opportunity. Where the game
you're
that happened.
You're talking about for baseball.
Yeah, the game that happened Tuesday night where the first inning, Bryce Harper, Oppo Homer. The very next half inning, Mike Trout homers. And we got dueling banjos.
That
and
was
it was
one of the
awesome.
Coolest moments of the year.
Wednesday, we don't have that for a much what could have been a much bigger audience. Who knows if a kid's watching? Who knows? And there's it's hard for me to blame anybody in this. I just can't help but feel a bit of a lament, a bit of a missed opportunity there, where I wish the day off was Tuesday, the first day you got in L.A. after flying from Cincinnati, and then you played yet last night and then had today
all right,
off.
But here's my reaction to that, and I want to know what you think. I actually completely agree with you that it's a missed opportunity for baseball. It would have been much better for the sport if Bryce Harper is on the field the same day Mike Trout is. It is so rare that those teams play each other.
Right.
The Nats have not been in L.A. since before Bryce Harper was in the big leagues. You're talking about going back, I think it's 6 years since they were last at the Angels at the Big A.
Mm.
So not only is it a chance for that fan base to see the closest thing to Mike Trout in the National League, the second best player in baseball, perhaps, in the entire sport, which they never get to, but it's a chance on national television to see those two guys on the field together going back and forth like we saw a couple nights ago. So yes, baseball lost out last night. But I can't say that without also saying that is not Dusty Baker's problem.
Which I understand.
That has nothing to do with the Nationals fielding their lineup. And I don't think their obligation is to baseball. And I understand that this thinking is partially in some way why the sport suffers.
Yeah.
Because if all 30 teams feel this way, then you're going to be worse off as a product. But I applaud Dusty, Bryce, whoever else, who basically says, well, who cares about what's good for baseball? We got to do what's good for Washington winning a World Series because we haven't gotten out of the division series
of course
yet.
And a big part of this, though, is the context. And it's we're a week removed now from that All-Star game where it really is all about the good of the game. Because it thank goodness they got rid of the dumb Bud Selig rule, the Rube rule, where this time it counts. It shouldn't count. It's a showcase. But that's what it is. It's a showcase. It's a marketing thing for the sport. All the stars, one place. Let's all sign autographs. Let's have a nice time in Miami. Let's do a bunch of promos. Let's cut a bunch of commercials. Let's have a great time. If this was June or I guess, you know, a different, if it was May, if this was in August, more towards the dog days, less a week away from that All-Star showcase where the whole point, again, is to showcase the sport, I probably wouldn't feel the same. The other part, though, that and I want to get your reasoning on, you and I both were not bothered when LeBron would sit in Memphis or sit the second game of a back-to-back or whatever else because we all knew he was going to play deep into June. He was going to be the guy that was going to lead his team to the finals against the Golden State Warriors. Everyone knew that. You and I never cared about that, but people would bitch and moan about it. Why did he get so much flack, and why did everyone get so mad at the Cavaliers, but nobody really seemed to care about this one? Yeah. I know they're not different. I know they're different sports, but
and
why
do
you think?
And I keep coming back to that. Yes, because in basketball, LeBron's getting a day off when he hadn't played on Monday or Tuesday, and it's Wednesday night. And then he doesn't play again on Thursday. So he played on Sunday. He'll get the Wednesday game off, and then he plays on Friday. And I think people look at that, and they say, I know that you played 42 minutes on Sunday, but you didn't have a game Monday or Tuesday. You didn't even travel. You've been at home both times, let's say. It's Wednesday now, and you're not playing, and you don't play on Thursday, and then you're playing again on Friday. Whereas in baseball, people understand that Bryce Harper has been playing every single day for weeks on end, which brings me back to my actual frustration with him not being in the lineup last night. It had nothing to do with the game on ESPN. I don't care if the game was televised on Masson, ESPN, George Mason University, Cable Access, or some other wacky site.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it was streamed on grantanddanny.com/audio. Why would it be streamed on that?
It'd be weird if it was.
It would have been weird.
It would have been weird.
I don't care where the game aired last night. The fact that he got the day off less than a week after consecutive days off and the day before a third day off in a week, to me, that's bad decision-making in business. Oh, by the way, amid the hottest stretch of his season, 5 homers in 5 games, including a multi-homer game within the last week. Because I think that too many days off as a hitter, like Bryce Harper, who's so much about rhythm and everything he does, is streaky. He'll have weeks where we go, oh, no, his head's falling off toward first. He's back in that rut. Then he'll have a month where no one can get him out, and he's hitting 400. And he's the MVP of the league again. 3 days off in less than a week. And in this case, it's going to be 4 days off spanning back to last Monday. Basically, he'll have played as many days as he hasn't mm-hmm. after tomorrow's or today's day off before tomorrow's game. That's what I worry about. It's almost like you're helping him not keep his time. And I would prefer that not to be the case. Speaking of things that people would prefer not to be happening, Steelers fans are mad that Le'Veon Bell didn't get a long-term contract.
Yeah, they are.
He's being viewed a little bit differently than Kirk Cousins, doing something very similar. We'll get into that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Here's who views the car game differently. My friends at Ted Britt Ford. Here's what they know, okay? You get a great product. All the line of Fords, like the Explorer, the Fusion, the Escape, the Mustang, the Edge. I got an Edge. I got a Fusion as well. They know they got a great line of products, right? They know that. They know that eventually when you come see them, you will experience some of the great cars, SUVs, trucks, etc. that Ford has to offer. Here's the difference with Ted Britt Ford, though. They take care of you for life. It's not just a gimmick. It's not just some thing that's catchy to say where they say Ted Britt for life and that means nothing. It means a lot. They know the best way to get business, to get people to come back and see them again and again and again, which I've done. I've already been there two times, is to take care of you better than everybody else. That's the business model. That's the plan. So right now, 0% financing, 72 months. 0% financing, 72 months on the Explorer, the Fusion, the Escape, the Mustang, etc. You could drive off in a brand new Ford F-150 as little as $249 a month for 36 months. But you get Ted Britt for life when you buy. Anything less than 100,000 miles. New pre-owned, doesn't matter. Powertrain, windshield replacement, little stuff like that, right? Big things go wrong, they fix it. Little things go wrong because you're driving a car and a rock hits your windshield and it cracks. They will fix that for you. They're the best. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.